This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Welcome back in, third hour of the Budweiser Sportsline on Sports Radio 740, the Longshore McKnight. And we bring in our good buddy Jason Caldwell inside the Auburn Tigers on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Jason, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How about y'all?
Good. You spend a lot of time every day covering a football program that is the only football program to beat both Alabama and Georgia this year. You saw the national championship game, I'm sure, Jason. Anything about it surprise you?
Not really. I thought that both teams were probably, going to have to be able to throw the football to win. And, win the end. We saw that with Alabama. That they went with Tua to be able to throw the football better in the second half. And I thought that was the difference in the game. But nothing really surprised me. I thought that Georgia was a good football team as well as Alabama. I thought the team that made the plays at the end, Alabama, those plays that made the second half were the difference in the game.
With the college football season now over with, what are the biggest issues during the off season for Auburn heading into the start of spring practice in a month or so?
Yeah, I think you're looking.
Did we just lose him,
Jason? I faintly hear yeah. Jason in the background.
I think obviously recruiting is takes center stage in the next month. But as far as the team goes, I think you look and probably just getting these guys prepared to take the next step. And whether it's the offensive line position where you lose a lot of guys and you have some guys returning, but Prince Tega, Calvin Ashley, Prince Simmons, those guys, getting ready for them to take the next step. But the running back position, obviously, you lose both Kerryon Johnson, Cameron Petway. I think that one will sort itself out a lot probably in spring practice. You got everybody on campus. Those guys will have a chance to kind of see what they can do there. And then defensively, it's just a matter of continuing to bring along the young guys, whether it be some of those linebackers. I think this strength and conditioning and spring will be really important for T.V. Moultrie and Big Cat Bryant. I think those two guys, the next step for them is going to be a good one. And obviously with Jeff Holland going to the NFL, you expect T.D. to be the guy that steps in there at that box position.
Jason, we're going to get into this a little bit more in the hour, but Gus Malzahn made some comments about expanding the playoff, which I, am certainly in favor of and been wanting eight from the beginning. And I would have loved to have seen Auburn in this playoff, and with the rankings, they would have been in it. I think that would have been very interesting. But what I really wanted to get at is Auburn's schedule and what I've heard some rumblings about or some discussion that they play Georgia and Alabama pretty much back-to-back. I mean, there's somebody's in there every year, but it's, one of those sisters of the poor type deals. Is there any discussion about trying to separate those two games so they're not so close together? It seems like other schools in this league, if they have two rivals, they play one of them in the middle of the year, like in October, and then they play the other one at the end of the year during rivalry weekend. I don't know with Georgia because of the Florida deal if that's an issue, but to me it would be a much better for all parties involved if that Auburn-Georgia game could be played at a different time of the season.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question that you would like to have that. And the other part is that what this thing changed with Missouri coming in and Texas A&M, how it changed moving Georgia and Alabama, both either home or away, the same season, it's really had a big impact as well. Obviously, having them at home this year is great. And if you look, you have two home games. Then next year, not only are they both at the end of the year, but they're both on the road. those days are over because now you have the SEC championship game. So that's what's throwing a wrench into everything, is that now the next week you have to turn around, and you know, especially when you look at having Georgia that late in the year, you know, the chances are if you're Auburn, you may have to face that team again, which is what happened this year, and it makes it really, really tough to turn around 3 weeks later, beat the same team again, especially having played Alabama week four. So I think if you know, if you had your brothers, you would like to move that Auburn Georgia matchup a little bit earlier to give yourself a little bit more of a buffer.
Jason Caldwell, AUTigers.com. The news of this morning for Auburn is a commitment for its number one target for 2019, and that's Pinson Valley High School quarterback Bo Nix. He committed to Auburn yesterday, and people will say, well, that's not a surprise. His dad, Patrick Nix. His dad? Wait a minute. Didn't he just get done playing there? Oh, but his dad, Patrick Nix, you know, was a great Auburn quarterback. Was that a surprise, or was this pretty much a foregone conclusion? Characterize that one for us, Jason.
Not a surprise, but Bo did his homework, and he visited Clemson. He visited a lot of other schools to make sure that it was the right choice for him. In the end, it was, you know, it was kind of what he's always wanted to do. He grew up wanting to play for Auburn, but you know, instead of just doing it and being done with it, he made sure that there was nothing else that would stand in the way of that. So he made these visits, you know, check out these other schools. But in the end, I think everybody could see that this one was heading towards Auburn. And people asked me a long time ago, like, what do you think? I was like, I would be really surprised if it wasn't Auburn. And that's kind of what the way I was from the get-go. I think it would have taken something extraordinary for it to not be Auburn. But I do think that this season was really important for him because of what Auburn did on offense, the way they played, throwing the football, opening up the offense a little bit more. I think in the end, that was really big for Auburn for him to kind of see that next step as an offense.
What kind of a player is he? I saw him in the championship game against Wetumpka. They won the state championship, and I was impressed. Were you?
Yeah, I mean, I've probably seen him half a dozen times or more between real games, 7-on-7, doing all those things. And what stands out to me about him is that, you know, much like his dad, Bo Nix is an extremely smart quarterback. He understands the game, understands what's going on, but, you know, much better athlete than his dad was. He's going to be bigger. He's already probably close to 6'2", over 200 pounds, athletic. Good arm. Quick release is probably the thing that stands out to me about Bo Nix, is that you look and he's a guy that gets rid of the ball extremely fast. And they do a lot of the RPO things, which is what Auburn, you know, kind of started doing some this year with Jarrett Stidham. So this offense should be a really good fit for what Bo Nix does.
Saw Auburn play terribly in the first half in basketball against Ole Miss and just blow the doors off of them in the second half of that game two nights ago. 15-1, 3-0, 14-game winning streak. Come on, Jason. How is this happening? What's been the key?
Chemistry, probably. I think you look at this team, and it's a true team. If people kind of ask me, what Auburn team do they remind you of? And while you can jump to, obviously, you know, the 98-99, the things they did in terms of winning games and all that, then I said, they actually remind me more of a Wichita State or a VCU or one of those teams because, I mean, you're playing without Austin Wiley, Benjo Purefoy. You look at out there, you got just 6'7", 6'8 guys that are your biggest guys playing center. And you're excelling doing that. It really reminds me of you know these mid-major teams that have won 30 games because of the fact that you know you look and everybody's doing their part. You don't have one guy scoring 25 or 30. You've got you know five in double figures against Arkansas, six in double figures against Ole Miss, playing defense, doing it. they're doing everything that you have to do for a team to, you know, to win games without just being, you know, Kentucky or Duke in terms of talent. And so I think this is a talented team, but obviously things have come together for them. And chemistry is a big part of that, and then confidence. Once you start to believe that, you know, you're going to play, you're going to win, you're going to do these things. And, you know, you saw it Saturday. I mean, you saw it Tuesday night. They played terrible in the first half, far from playing a perfect game, even in the second half, and win by 15. And Bruce Pearl was right. He said, that's the first time we've won an SEC game since I've been here where we didn't play good. And that's a huge step for a basketball team.
So much going on with Auburn athletics. Recruiting is now full bore to basketball going on. And baseball is starting practice. Same thing with sophomore. Lots going on at AUTigers.com. People need to log on and tune in. Jason, how do they do it?
Yeah, check us out at AUTigers.com. You're right. And you can also find me on Twitter at ITATJason. You're right. Lots going on. Recruiting weekend coming up this weekend. Basketball on the road at Mississippi State. You're right. Softball already started practice. Baseball will start here soon. So a whole lot of things going on.
Yes, a ton of things going on. And, Jason, we appreciate all of your insight and info each and every week. That's the only place to catch it there is at inside the Auburn Tigers. Great stuff as always.
Thanks, guys.
Brought to you by our good friends at Dreamland Barbecue.